Your business is on the runway, ready for takeoff, yet your team is not even making contact. You're exhausted, and the business needs to make more money to stay successful. What do you do next? Welcome to Ask the Coach with professional business coach Oliver Basner. If you're ready to soar to new heights with your business and be the pilot of your own successful destiny, stay tuned. We're ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Oliver Basner.
Hi, everyone. Oliver Basner here with this week's Ask the Coach episode. Very excited to be talking to you about three words. That's all we're going to talk about this episode is three words. You're probably going, well, what are the three words? And how are we going to talk about three words for an entire episode? Well, here are the words. Start, stop, continue. Some of the most powerful words that you'll not only use in business, but I'm actually going to take it way beyond business for you today. We're going to talk about start, stop, continue in your business world. Of course, that's what this show is about. But we're also going to see if we can dig a little deeper on your personal, your family life, and how you're going to achieve some goals or make some changes in that area of your life as well. Because, of course, when we look at starting businesses or achieving any kind of success in a corporation, we're doing it for our family. So why wouldn't we include them in part of the conversation? So start, stop, continue. Why would you care? Well, first of all, we're going to talk about, you know, why is it important for you to even think about starting and stopping some things or continuing on with things? Well, we've all got goals, right? We've got ambitions. We've got dreams in life. And we're always trying to decide what we want to do and what changes and adjustments we want to make. And are we actually getting closer to our goals and dreams and vision? Or are we moving further away? Or are we just stagnant? So that's the reason we're going to talk about those three little words in this particular episode of Ask the Coach. So start, stop, continue. It's a tool that I was taught years ago. I've used it with many, many of my clients over the years. And I've even used it on myself, and I'll share some examples in my own world on how I've used it or how I intend on using it moving forward. So let's talk about start. You know, when you look at your business, you've got some goals or some budgets or numbers that you're looking ahead or some targets that you're trying to achieve. Maybe it's a profit target or a revenue target. Maybe it's a hiring target. And when you're looking at those targets, what is it that you need to start doing? What is it that maybe you're not doing that you need to start? So let me give you a couple examples. You know, maybe you don't have a follow-up system, right? When we started to do a bunch of work here at Sonic Coaching, we realized very quickly we didn't have a customer relationship management system of any kind other than, you know, in the early days I used a piece of paper, then we moved to a spreadsheet. Now we have a CRM system that's robust and keeps us moving forward with follow-up. So do you have a proper follow-up system? That might be something you want to start if you're in business. You know, do you have regular communication with your team? So what does that mean exactly? Are you only having communication when things go south? Or do you have a regular meeting scheduled? You know, I worked with a client last week who decided that they were going to have weekly stand-up meetings in their office. Why? Because it allowed them to talk about things while they were hot topics, while it was something that their staff was dealing with. So that's something that they wanted to start doing right away. So think about your own business. What is it that you need to start doing or you want to start doing? You know, this show is really your time to focus on your business and on your career success. This isn't the time where you're, you know, listening to it and you're kind of stuck in the weeds doing paperwork, because you're really not going to catch what we're talking about and you won't have time to think about the questions that I'm asking you. You know, secondly, what do you need to stop doing in your business? Well, are you procrastinating? Is that something that you need to stop doing? You procrastinate things because you don't want to do them, right? Procrastination is the enemy of success. And so what is it you want to stop doing? Maybe you're constantly missing deadlines. You know, there's another one. If you're in a company and you've got deadlines you've got to achieve, why are you missing them? What needs to change? What do you need to do differently? And so there's a couple of examples of maybe some things that you need to stop doing. You know, when I was preparing for the show today, you know, one of the things that I wanted to start doing was I wanted to start completing some past projects. So I'm great at coming up with new ideas, generating new concepts, and starting new projects. I'm not as good at maybe getting to that end goal. I'm good to get to 90%. And so I've got a great assistant who is, you know, this week, all we're doing is we're focusing a lot of our energy on completing some past projects. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm starting to complete some projects that I've wanted to get done. And what was I going to stop? I was going to stop getting distracted. So it's so easy, and we've all had that happen, especially in my world where I'm in a world where I've constantly got to stay on top of what's going on in the world, what's going on in terms of new data, new information. So I find myself, and I call it going down the internet rabbit hole, right? Whereas I'll see a link and I'll click on the link, and that link will take me to another article and to another article. And before I know it, I've spent 15, 20 minutes, getting some good information, but I've been distracted from what I was really on the internet probably trying to do. And so that's what I'm stopping. Then we continue. So what's working well right now? By the way, your continue list is normally your longest list. So I recommend, as you're taking yourself through the start, stop, continue, do the continue first, because you'll feel really good about all the things that are going well. You're going to find your start list and your stop list are usually quite a bit smaller. And so what do you want to continue doing? What's going well? Well, maybe it's providing great service to your clients. I've worked in the healthcare field. I still work in the healthcare field. And often, we talk about customer care calls, right? Are you doing the follow-up calls? If you're an acupuncturist, or a chiropractor, are you doing those follow-up calls to see how's the patient doing? Are they doing well? How was the treatment? Are they feeling good about it? Have they felt a change? Have they seen any change since they last saw you? The patients love when you do those customer care calls, or if you're not in the healthcare industry, just a customer service call, right? Are they enjoying the new product? How was the service that you provided? Have you ever checked in with them? And so that's a great thing to continue. And so maybe that's an option and you're doing them, but you can continue doing them and do them better. By the way, that's also, and we'll do that on a future show when we talk about how to grow your business and through referrals. That's also a great time to get referrals. Now, that's not the primary reason you're calling, but it's definitely a great opportunity when you're already doing a customer service or a customer care call. Now, what else can you continue? Maybe you want to continue taking the next step in your business or career success. What does that look like? Does that mean taking a course? Does that mean completing a project? Does that mean volunteering to take on a new project or head up a new team? You'll know what that is. But, if you've already done it in the past, what could you continue doing that has worked for you in the past? So when I took myself through this question, we have a great task list. By the way, if you don't know what some of our time management strategies are, go back to one of our past episodes on Time Management Makeover, and I share a bunch of the strategies that we use here at Sonic Coaching, not only in our company, but we also use it with our clients. And so I'm going to continue using the task list more often, be very good with it. I have it sitting right now on my desk. It's a great tool. When we use it, we get more accomplished. So why wouldn't we use it? And as I said, we've already covered that in a previous show if you want to know what that's all about. Now, that's where most people stop. So they start, stop, continue on the business, and then they're done. They say, okay, I've got it all figured out. Let's go. Right? But again, when I'm working with clients, we're not just looking at their business life or their career life. We're also looking at their personal life and their family life. And so let's go to the personal side. On the personal side, what do you need to start doing? Ask yourself that question. What is it you've been avoiding on the personal side? It could be exercising, could be eating well. If you're constantly going out for fast food, it could be taking time for yourself. Often that's the last thing that we do. We're pretty good about taking care of the business and the challenges around the business. We're usually okay or pretty good about looking after the family, and then we forget about taking care of ourselves. So how do you take care of yourself? What are some things you could start doing? Is it, go for a massage, taking time for yourself, even if it's just sitting and reading a book in front of the fireplace? What are those things that you could start doing on the personal side? Now, when I took myself through this, it was exercise. I've kind of slipped a little bit on my workout program, and so for me, it's about getting back on that program, and so I want to start doing that again and being really good about the exercise piece. Now, stop. What do you want to stop on a personal side? Maybe it's snacking after dinner or eating after dinner or eating after 6 o'clock, whatever that means to you. Maybe you want to stop working 7 days a week. Maybe it's you take a seventh day or you take a Saturday or Sunday, whatever day that works for you, and you stop. You literally stop with the business and you figure out where else you can spend that time. So maybe that's a personal thing you're going to do. For me, it's snacking after dinner. I love having a few snacks after dinner. And whether I'm working, reading, or even just watching, maybe a movie, I like to snack with that. So for me, it's going to be, you know, I'm going to stop snacking after dinner. Now, what do you want to continue doing? What's already working well in your personal life that you want to continue on? And so that could be spending time with the family. You already spend time with your family. Maybe you've decided you want to spend more time with the family or doing different things with the family so you can continue on and keep improving. Maybe it's making healthy meals. You know, maybe you are pretty good at making meals and you do them regularly, but you want to do it more and you want to be more consistent about it. And so again, when I took myself through this, for me, it was about taking some time. I want to continue taking some time for myself. I love to read. I love to stay ahead of what's going on in the world of business and in the world of growth and in the world in general. I also like to figure out how people make decisions and you know, the psychology of the brain and of human beings. And so I want to take a little bit more time for myself to read. I also want to take more time, and I've got a great massage therapist, and I want to see her more often, right? Because I feel great after I've had that massage. So those are some things I want to continue to do. Now, don't leave us yet, because you know I've still got the biggest question I want to work with you on in this show, and we're gonna do that after the break. So we're gonna pause now. We're gonna stop just to take a really quick break. And a commercial break. And then when I come back, we're going to continue with the start, stop, continue. But we're also going to go and talk about how you're going to have an excellent year in terms of achieving your dreams and goals. And we'll be right back.
At Sonic Breakthrough Coaching, we work with business owners and leaders to get the results they need. You can focus on the horizon, break barriers, and navigate change. Stop flying around in circles and get ready to break through to new levels of success. Sonic Coaching has a proven track record of helping entrepreneurs and leaders improve financial performance and success. It's time to turn around negative performance and morale. Instead, let sales soar and take profit performance to new levels. Sonic Breakthrough Coaching can provide the right tools and systems to get you where you want to go. We function as the CEO and executive team's co-pilot. Visit soniccoaching.com. Rise to amazing heights with your team. Join successful business owners and leaders who have let Sonic Breakthrough Coaching pilot them to success. Visit soniccoaching.com today. Sonic Coaching, helping good businesses break through to great. We're on the web at soniccoaching.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Ask the Coach with Oliver Baesner. And just to recap before the break, if you're just joining us, what we talked about is three words. And those three words are start, stop, continue. Where are you going to start doing some things that you've been meaning to do and you haven't got started on? Where are you going to stop doing things that aren't serving you or that are not helpful? And where are you going to continue to do things that you're already doing and you're going to do more of them or do them even better? And so we talked about how you're going to do that in your business world. And we also talked about taking it to that next step. How are you going to do that in your personal life, right? We're great at start, stopping, continuing business, but what are you going to do around the personal life as well? Now that the break's over, I want to talk about your family, right? And so that I see that as the third area that's really important where you want to look at those three words. And so with your family, what do you want to start doing? What do you want to start doing more of? What do you want to spend? Is it more quality time? Well, I don't believe in quality time. I believe in quantity time. Yes, it's got to be a quality time when you're spending it with your family, but there's got to be the quantity. You know, the people who say, well, I spend quality time with my kids. I spend 5 minutes a day with them. Well, that's, kids need quantity. They want you to spend time. They want you to talk to them. They want you to listen to, you know, their world. They want you to, maybe it's a board game that you're playing or spending time, you know, outside. You know, when my kids were little, we used to go to the playground. That's quantity time, right? So maybe you want to start spending quantity time with your kids instead of just quality time and with your family. And then another option might be you want to start communicating, you know, differently. So, you know, in the past, communication sort of over dinner or wherever you communicate back and forth. And I could tell you that, you know, between spouses, this is critical. You know, years ago, I listened to an audio program on relationships and particularly on husbands and wives and, you know, where things break down in terms of when a marriage breaks down. And the biggest thing that came out of that audio was communicating by talking. You know, if you recall when you first got together with your significant other, you spent hours probably talking to each other, getting to know each other, learning about each other. You know, you were so interested in their lives and what they were up to, and you hung on every word. And then what happens? We get together, we get married, or we get in a relationship, and we get busy. You know, so this audio CD really just kept saying one thing, and it was talk, 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 and talk some more, and talk some more. You know, share that time talking, whether it's over a nice meal, whether it's just sitting on the couch over a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, but talk, talk, talk. Keep communicating. Keep the lines of communication open. That's something you could start doing more of. Right? And so if you're going to stop some other things on the business side, maybe you'll actually find the time now to start doing those things. Because if you stop talking, that's when things start to break down. And so where else could you stop? You know, where else could you stop now? Now they're going to move from the start to the stop. By the way, the start for me was field trips with my daughter. And so they do these great field trips in the school she's at, and they do them pretty much once a week. They go on some kind of field trip. And so I've booked myself in to participate in some field trips, right? To be there not only with my daughter, but with some of the other kids, and be a parent volunteer and just kind of hang out. And I think that'll be a lot of fun. It'll get me out of my normal environment. So I'm going to start doing that. Now let's go look at stop. Well, for me, the stop, you know, when I looked at what am I going to stop around family, I'm going to stop doing all the time. Right? That's what came up for me. And some of you can relate to this. So the weekend comes along and there's, you know, there's the project list, right? Got to get this done, got to accomplish that, got to get this painted, got to fix this. I'm not saying don't do any of that stuff, but I like to accomplish things. So when I'm not accomplishing in my work life, I love to accomplish in my home life. So I'm going to stop doing all the time and just taking some time back for the other things that I committed to starting and continuing. And so it could also be, you know, being on your phone, right? Are you present at the dinner table, or is your phone at the dinner table? You know, are you sitting across the table at a nice restaurant with your significant other, and are you both on the phone? Well, maybe you want to stop being on the phone. You know, being a poor example. You know, there's another stop. Right? If you're not leading by example, you know, the parents who say, do as I say, not as I do. Well, we all know kids are going to do by what they observe. They're going to do as you do, not as you say. And so maybe you could stop being a poor example and then put that on your start side by being a great example and give yourself some things that you can be a great example at. You know, where are you going to continue? You know, what's already working around the family? Maybe it's mentoring. Maybe you're a great mentor to your kids, and so you could continue with that. Maybe you're a coach. Maybe you coach your kids' hockey or football or soccer team, right? So that there's some things you could continue on. Maybe it's playing board games with your kids or cards, if as a family you enjoy that. So you could continue with that and do it more often. And maybe it's even just spending time with your family, and you could continue giving back, right? Is there a way that you as a family get together and give back? Those are all continue things, just some great examples of that. You know, for me, again, it's having some fun and doing more outdoor activities, right, with my family. That's the one that came up. You know, we live by a couple of wonderful, massive parks here in the city. And so, you know, I just want to be outdoors more and doing some more outdoor activities and continue doing that even more often. Now, that's how you start, stop, continue, both from a business side, a personal side, and a family side. I want to talk a little bit about a really big question, you know, and that's about the skill that you might need to master. So as you're starting, stopping, continuing, you know, you want to also think about, well, what are your goals? Right? What are your goals for your life? What are the dreams that you have, maybe that you're working towards or haven't yet accomplished? Like, think about those. And if you don't have any, maybe start there, right? That could be a great start. Well, I'm going to write a list of, you know, call it your bucket list. I remember years ago, I wrote a bucket list of 101 items, 101 things. And this was, you know, probably 15 years ago. I wrote a bucket list of the things that I wanted to accomplish this lifetime. And I haven't looked at it in a little while, but last time I checked it, you know, I'd accomplished a bunch of those things on the list already, right? So maybe you can simply create your goals and your dreams by starting with your, you know, your dream list. Like, what's the bucket list? What do you want to get accomplished before you die, before you move on? And then when you've got those goals or dreams laid out for yourself, here's the question. What one skill do you need to master this year to exceed your goals. Forget about meeting your goals. How about exceeding them? What's the one skill? One. Just pick one. Now, if you've got a bunch of them, write them all down, right? There's, you know, I got to improve this skill and that skill. I've got to improve on my communication. I've got to improve on my active listening. Around that communication, I need to improve on spending more time with my spouse, talking, whatever that is. But what's that one skill that you need to master to exceed your goals? So that's the big question. And then once you've had that figured out, you know, that's going to kind of probably drive a lot of your other skills as well that you want to work on or goals that you want to achieve. How will you get it done? How will you do it? Are you going to hire somebody to help you do it? Are you going to take a course? Are you going to take an online program? How are you going to do it? So if you've got one skill that you need to master this year, how are you going to accomplish that? And what's the first step, right? So what are you going to do? Right after this show, what are you going to do? You're going to sign up. If it's exercise, you're going to sign up for, you know, one skill is you got to get way better at being more flexible because your job requires flexibility maybe. Well, maybe you're going to sign up for a yoga course. And so what's the next step? Right after the show, what's one step that you can take, not tomorrow, but immediately? And then when you take that first step, when are you going to take it by? So give yourself a deadline. And if you can't possibly do it today, maybe that deadline is you're going to get that first step accomplished by the end of the month. Maybe you're going to get that first step accomplished by midnight tonight. But take a step, even if that step is just doing some research. And then who will hold you accountable? This is the key, right? I have a coach in my life. I've had more than one coach in my life. Sometimes I have two or three coaches, depending on what's going on, one for business, one for personal, and one for fitness. But I've always had people around me that are going to hold me accountable. Because you know what? I know what I need to do, as do you. That just doesn't mean we're going to get it done, even though we know what we need to do. So who's going to hold you accountable? Are you going to hire an executive or business coach like myself? Are you going to go and get a friend to hold you accountable? I know here, even though I have other coaches, I know my assistant holds me accountable. You know, definitely this morning I got a project done. I had to have it done by 1 o'clock. She held me accountable to that timeline and we got it done. So ask yourself, who will hold me accountable? So the question was, what's one skill you need to master this year to exceed your goals? How will you do it? What's the first step? What's the deadline for that step? And who will hold you accountable? So we started, we stopped, we continued. We've got your master skill that you're going to improve on this year. I think you're all set to go. So that's the end of our show for today. Remember, you can join us on Facebook. Just look up Sonic Coaching. We're also on LinkedIn under Sonic Coaching. And so make sure that you connect with us. We've also got a group through Sonic Coaching called Ask the Coach. So make sure you join the group. If you have questions, put them on that Ask the Coach page. Right, we'd love to hear from you, and we'll either answer you right there directly, or we'll make it as a topic for one of our future episodes. And just so you know, and just so you start thinking about it, we are going to be talking about performance reviews and feedback on our next show. So how do you do effective performance reviews? How do you give proper feedback so that people are actually inspired and moving forward? So thanks for listening to Ask the Coach, and we'll see you next week.